So we don't have a chair. Oh, I should print out the agenda, which I will go do. But these are the warrants to sign. There's nothing for me this time, which is so rare. But everything looked good to me. Maureen, are you limiting?
I am.
You are okay.
Limiting. I am. I'm the minuter,
Limiting.
which is why simply take a cop. I make a copy of first of the agenda, change it into minutes, and now I just wrote down everybody's name who's here. Shayna, what's your last name again for the 28th time?
Hickman,
Sharon.
Hickman.
I'm sorry.
Shayna Sharon.
I'm sorry. I got it wrong. Sharon.
That's okay.
So does everybody sign this? Is that how that works?
Leto, yep.
Well, I don't know what this is, so I'm gonna wait until it's described to me.
So those are all the warrants, and that's the basis of paying our bills, right? And so all the pay orders or receipts, they come in to the town, they get submitted there, and then Lucy, yes, arranges the warrants. And Finny, did you sign this yet? Okay.
Essentially, it's payables.
But I didn't know who this was and what it's
So
for.
this is adult program books, children program books, adult program books, children program books, and then postage for interlibrary
But
loan.
what is this?
Oh.
Brodatico.
Bodart is our distributor.
Yeah, so that's where we buy books from.
Yeah. I was like, is that a person?
No. And then you
It
see
was.
like all the receipts,
Okay.
purchase orders, invoices, the gory details.
And oftentimes I don't print them out because she should be emailing it to all of you, but I can print it out if necessary.
Yeah,
You know, it
usually
just
like,
sometimes it's a lot of pages.
yeah, usually a couple days
we need another
before.
row. Can you
Just
sign it?
nope. No. I'm a non-voting,
Gotcha.
yeah.
She spends the money, so she
That's
can't say
right.
she's allowed.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Sometimes there's checks for me.
Yeah.
Most times.
I don't
Every
know.
time, but now.
I don't know if this is related to the budget and all that, but I was reaching out to Lucy and Deb about training us properly on like the budget and everything.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear back from Lucy, but Deb will be coming next week next month.
Oh,
Next
good.
great. So I'm
Oh, that's wonderful.
gonna put that on their other
Yeah.
or ship. Yeah. How about under financials? No?
Sure.
Lucy's coming.
Deb.
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 Deb
Jones.
Oh, and she also was wondering if there's any questions in advance that she can prepare for to like let her know. But I was just like, oh, a general overview would be helpful.
Yeah, I think that's really more, and I'm sure she'll get into the grant expense line too. But it took me several years to get it down, and I kind of understand it now, but I'm not very good at explaining.
Okay, so to get back to the agenda, we need do we approve the minutes from last month?
Yes, we should have.
Yep.
Yeah, that in fact is the first thing. So now we'll go back and approve the minutes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, they
Okay.
look good to me.
Second.
Second. Third.
Oh, they look good. Great.
I wasn't here, so I will abstain.
We signed the warrants, reviewed them, saw
Let's see, review financials.
financials.
So everyone should have that. And you can see, so this is your first time looking at our financials. The percentage right here is a helpful way of doing it, but some of these are going to be one-time things. And so, like, we've already spent 109% on our circulation software because that was
So
just what
one
the
of
bill
the
was. Yeah. So, same thing.
the PO box.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that one?
So the fiscal year is through June 30.
Yes.
Okay.
Fundraising expenses, we never really know how much to put there because traditionally a lot of people just haven't submitted their receipt. So this is, Emma was always stressing, submit your receipts even if you don't want to be reimbursed for them.
So we know how much,
So we know how much is actually
but
being
you're allowed to be reimbursed
put.
for
You,
them.
yeah, you
You're,
can get,
it's, you know, there's
and
money for
don't,
it.
no qualms about
Exactly.
that.
I just wanted to say that.
Yes,
Yeah.
yeah.
So like we're over budget on
Right,
that.
we've already, this year we've already, yeah, because probably because she was, please submit your receipts, submit. And so these are just the ones that have been reimbursed. And then I think we have other receipts. I don't know. Was she keeping track of them?
I don't know, but I'm wondering, is postage for like our appeal that comes out of there, and
Yeah,
that was
that was
expensive this year.
expensive. Yeah.
So some things are, you know, we're going to do better. The list that we had a lot of redundancies. And so we're going to, it's in our plan to access a better list for mailing for next year. So we'll have less, but it was, yeah, printing and postage comes out of fundraising.
Because the year prior, the town was very nice and did the printing for us. And this year, it was a lot for them, understandably. So this year, we printed through Staples, which had a considerable cost.
Okay. But I think everything's looking fine to me. Is anybody seeing anything that concerns them?
I am ignorant enough about the budget to be fine with it because I don't, I mean, it's a
Yeah,
lot.
it is a lot.
What percentage are we through the year at this point? Like around 80%?
See, it's 66.
66. Oh,
In
right there. I see it. Yeah.
okay.
That's nice.
Where is that? Sorry.
In the title, I need
Right
like
oh, right
year to
here.
date.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. A great little number.
Yeah. Makes sense because we have 3 more months.
So the transfer from the permanent fund, is that a once and done,
No,
or that just
it
trickles
just
in
it
every month or whatever? Okay.
yeah. And like that's usually coming in faster than like the total budget, right? Because we have to fill in the gap with
I think so.
fundraising. They don't like we're not covered 100%.
And then if the stock market crashes or whatever.
Well, luckily, the way we're invested currently, it's like
Pretty safe.
it's like
Speedies and
well, there's some CDs,
okay.
but really conservative.
Okay, right. Gotcha. Thank you.
Yeah, and Emma should
Emma's,
come next month
and she'll
to talk
explain
about
what,
that.
yeah. Emma's fixing our investments.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not very diversified at the moment. So,
Gotcha.
yeah. So, like the program services, is that going to pick up like in the warmer? We have a
That's
couple
yes,
things.
that when we get up to summer is when we tend to spend a lot of the
Yeah.
program money. However, it's a
But summer
lot.
is not in the budget because it ends in June.
Oh, yeah. Well, some of summer is in the
So,
budget. Anything that happens in June is in the budget. So,
often there's
but
kickoff and stuff,
also, I
reading
have,
program kickoff.
yeah, and I have to purchase all the prizes for summer reading as well, which comes out of that. But given that, we have a high program budget. These past couple of years, it's been way higher than it was previously, just like it just got way bumped. And I have trouble spending it because I'm just way too thrifty in my head, and I have trouble. Also, I don't know all the people around here simply because I don't live here and I'm only here working at the library. So if they don't come in, I don't know them. So I don't know what people could offer. So there's also that. So if you
Oh, in
have
terms of
ideas,
programs,
right, if
that
anybody has ideas, and
be
even if
something
it's
put out
cost
there
money,
in the Sharon website.
I've done that. Oh, on the Sharon website.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. I don't
That
know how many people access it.
on Facebook? Oh no, okay,
Oh,
I'm sorry. On the
that
Sharon
Facebook
Vermont
page.
Facebook
Yeah, I
page.
could do that. I've been doing it on the listserv, and that is how we got Donna Foster doing the winter sewing program was me saying, hey, if you have something you want to do at the library,
I would
hit me up.
say maybe, I don't know who runs the Sharon Facebook page, but that would be an easy thing
Yeah, well, I could do that
to
very
ask.
easily. Yeah,
Yeah.
I could do it.
It's making me also think of a this might stray from our agenda a little bit, but it's making me also think about the various things that other towns offer with, and I think Sharon does it with something, but the I don't know what they call it, but Stockbridge does the Mud Season University or
Oh,
something
yeah.
like
Okay. Like
that.
Bethel University for Hatch.
Cabin Fever.
And
That's a little bit more Sharon Connects. They were doing that
Repair fair.
repair fair and but what was it called before?
Skill swap.
Skill swap. Yeah. And so that was kind of their answer to the Bethel University.
But I'm wondering if we want to come up with some like a winter blues series and sort of boost our, so once a month for January, February, March, for a couple times a month, there's a program, and then people sort of know that there's a window that they sign up for, and then.
I mean that could be good. I have trouble, you know. It's this time of year is tricky getting people in because I think they just are so tired of winter. They just don't even want to go anywhere or do anything. I don't know. So like we had, we had 9 of us show up to the winter sewing workshop. We only had 2 people plus me attend the compost and recycling. And then we have the AI data centers coming up on Wednesday. So hopefully we'll get some people for that. But yeah, I don't know. I have trouble with this time of year just getting people into the library at all. The numbers for visits are lower at these February, March kind of months.
What
But
have
I'm
been
always up
your
for it.
most successful things?
So High Drive with Beth and her the guitarist she was with
That's
the
Beth Telford.
music that Beth Telfer that was huge. Mary Anderson the hiker that was huge. Dietrich Bonhoeff that was huge.
Oh, that was the World War II thing.
Really, if it's just something really interesting that hasn't been done to death everywhere else already,
Or
that's
the bee, the bees.
bees was fairly good, yeah, fairly good for the beekeeping. Yeah.
And what time of year were those things?
All of the well, no, High Drive was that was probably June, I think. The beekeeping was February. Bonhoeff? I'm not sure. I feel
Fall.
like that was
Okay.
fall.
I think so.
Yeah. And what was the other big one?
Mary Anderson, the hiking.
Oh, that was also like,
Fall.
yeah, September, something like that.
Okay. I'll think about it.
Yeah, please do. Anybody with any ideas, I'm always just totally open.
Circling back to the financials.
Sorry.
So, no, I mean, we've got to talk about this at some point.
Yeah.
So, for the grant revenue, are we expecting more grant funds coming in or
I'm hopeful, but we should have another $1,000 coming in. So the summer grant is an issue. The courier grant will come in if it hasn't already. I don't think it
I'm
has.
only seeing like a slightly under 700.
Yeah, then that might be the courier grant. Yeah, and I'm working on getting more. There's a grant I just got, but it's not really a monetary grant so much. Some of it is. Yeah, and I'm still working on getting that outreach grant. I've been turned down several times by several different places.
Thank you for being tenacious.
By golly, I'm gonna get it. But anyway,
Okay.
I am.
And the grants that we've received, are they like directed funds in which they,
Yes,
yeah.
always,
Okay.
always.
Okay.
Are you aware of the Creative Aging grants through the Vermont Arts Council?
No,
Because those are just opening, and that might be a fun way to boost programming and receive
Okay.
grant money. And they're just now opening, and I think it's $2,000 to $6,000 awards.
What sort of things
The,
would
what's the name of the organization?
create it's the Vermont Arts Council, but it's specifically creative aging. So if you can provide an opportunity for the aging population to engage creatively, so creative writing workshops, like
And which is, truthfully, that is what our creative writing workshop is mostly. Well, no, there's two of us who are under 50. And then
is that
everyone
like
else
a
is.
midweek
That's Monday,
Monday?
twice a month, first and third Mondays. Yeah. But it's she's wonderful. I did it, I ran this before for a year and it was fine. It was good. It was fun. This is something else. This is
Good
something
chemistry.
special.
That's great. And writing is something you
Well,
can do at a very old age. I mean, you
that's
can
right. The
doesn't take
whole
a
thing.
lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like you've lived a lot of life to be interested in,
Right.
right? My mother-in-law is a, I don't, she doesn't write anymore. I mean, she does write notes like, I can't believe you took away my car. Sometimes things like that.
She's a
You left me
joker
here. No, she means it. I'm mad. She's got dementia and she's in a memory care. But she is a prolific, she's a prolific poetess. And that's a poet, and that's how you say it. And it's amazing. We've tried to gather up all of her things, from the long things to the snippets on scrap paper. So writing is it's something that,
We just had at the last one, we had somebody, he submitted his essay about turning 82. Yes. And thinking about death.
I'm also wondering if there could be some sort of a grief and loss, like for people to collect that writing and come in and share, and so they could talk about their loved
Themes.
ones.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So
Any kinds of
anyway,
themes.
creative and the Vermont Arts Council could be another
Oh,
resource.
absolutely.
And I'd be happy to work with you on that if that's something you're interested in doing.
Any more?
Because I am a rostered educator on their list, and I think you need to have that.
Is the door locked?
Yes, leave it. Okay.
It's
Hello, hello. Hi, did you want to come in and look for some books?
absolutely, come on in. Yeah, we're having our monthly meeting of the trustees. This is the first time that we've had it where we're actually just closed. Usually we have it on Thursdays and we're still open for it.
Feel free.
We're here to
Jump on
it's
in.
in a week.
So I know I haven't seen you in like 3 years. And
How's it going?
how are
I'm
you?
good. All right. Well, I won't interrupt.
Enjoy the
No,
round.
yeah. It's so nice
I
here.
was just surprised it was closed and locked because usually a
Right.
couple different times a student who lives on two houses down has come over because she's seen my car.
Oh,
So, thank you.
fun.
The door's always been unlocked.
Because it's, because
Right,
we were
'cause we're
technically
open.
spending the time.
So yeah, total program and operating expenses is at 65%. That looks good for where we are, 66%. So that's right on track. Revenue, 74%. That's great. Donations are great.
Oh yeah, the
Yeah.
donations this year, that letter was, we got more from that letter than I think we ever have.
Yeah,
It
that's
was
really
amazing.
good. Yeah, and then fundraising is, we haven't had really a lot of fundraising yet, so that's still low. Usually the, so that's at 22%.
Right, so
So
we got the plant book and bake sale, which is a big one coming
yeah,
up.
but do we have any other fundraising?
Well, the chili thing.
Billy and
And Susan Knapp said that she would like, she's going to do another one,
Okay.
another bake sale, and this time at the Hanover Co-op.
Great. Yeah, because like that's $3,000 is a lot to try and get at the plant book and bake sale. So, okay.
Everyone said it was financials.
Okay. Our stats were pretty flat. When you look at, the actual checkouts combined with like digital, it's all kind of a wash from last year to this year. Our visits were up a bit. So the events, the winter, like I was saying, the winter sewing workshops, there were nine of us, and I'm including myself. And that was great fun.
Oh, I get it. It's plant sow seed sowing. I was
Yeah.
like, did you misspell?
No.
That's just not sometimes. Got it. Excellent.
Andy sure had a couple of people show up and me for his Can I Recycle or Compost This presentation? And it was crazy interesting. Like, I learned a lot. I didn't know. I always assumed, for instance, that the reason you weren't supposed to recycle paper towels was because they assume that they're used. Even if they're not used, you can't recycle them because that's already the quality of it is such that it's just not good to make anything else out of. It's
And
done.
I wasn't hearing that because I was typing what is the plastic that we should reuse?
Oh no, it's
The paper
the paper
towel.
towel.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah, and it's not just because they assume that they're used, it's because they're poor quality and can't make anything else out of them. AI data centers, community discussion and Q&A is going to happen on Wednesday. And I was just contacted by Jane Philbrick, and she talked about how Royalton had just passed that first in the state moratorium, and would the people of Sharon like to learn about it? And I said, why, absolutely. So I think I don't know if we'll get people showing up for that or not, but I'm hopeful.
So how are you, sorry, but how are you advertising these? Is this going out on the listservs and stuff?
This went out on the listservs. I'll post it on Facebook tomorrow.
Flyers in the post
And it's on
office.
the sign.
Yeah, it's on the in the post office, it's on the sign, it's there are flyers in here. I sent a write-up for the Herald, but it did not make it in for whatever reason.
Oh, that's so dumb.
Yes. But I don't know why that is.
And is
I think
there
it was I think it probably was that the person that I sent it to is I sent it to Nicole, and I don't know. She had been doing the Herald stuff, and
not
she had gotten
interested
that
in.
job, and she was still doing it. Like I would send it to her, and she'd send that. She's like, "Yeah, keep sending it to me." But I think maybe I don't know. So it was going to be in the Herald, but it isn't. Oh, also, it's on Front Porch Forum.
Is there a calendar on the website? Yeah, also. So it's
Yes.
all there
Oh
too.
yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I just have to be better at looking.
Let's see. And then ongoing events, the core group for the writing group is there's seven of us, and it's wonderful. A patron just last week expressed like she's a new patron, and she's like, I really want to do this. So she's probably going to be there next time as well. Give me just a second. The Simplicity Circle, I was almost going to cancel. We had zero people the first time. The second time, we had two. The third time, one of those people called me and said she was sick. And the other didn't show up, and I left about 15 minutes later. Well, he showed up 3 minutes after that.
Oops.
And both of them are still very, very, like, very interested in continuing. So I figure I'll keep going a little while longer and just hopefully we'll have, some people. Because I do hear people go, oh, wow, that's lovely. Oh, I'd love, I plan to come. And then they don't. So
Yes, also. There you go. Take care. It's possible that you know it will take off, but I will cancel it if.
How, so you run it 3 times?
I've run it 3 times in total, once a month. And it's, I think I'm just going to have to talk it up to people as they come in too more. Because it's a lovely thing, and I have a lot of background in simple living. So it could be a really, really lovely program.
What time is it at usually?
6 o'clock on the second Monday.
When I email this to you, will you attach your notes into the library reports and updates piece? Or do you want me to just take the notes like I'm doing? What would you be more comfortable with?
Oh, either way, if you'd like to, I could email the
Yeah.
whole thing to you before
That would be
the.
great. And
Yeah.
I will just copy and paste it
Absolutely.
to that
I think
section. I
that's
think that'll
somebody
be,
used to do that
yeah,
and
that
walk
just
back.
seems
So,
more
yeah.
make more sense.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't
Okay.
need to.
We also can just keep the report as like incorporated by reference and say like
Attachment.
review, yeah, as an attachment to the
Yeah.
minutes. Like you don't even need to copy and
Yeah, I can
paste.
just make a link too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Winter passive program participation. So since spring has started, I thought I'd count up how many people have actually been doing the passive programs. 80 people have added to the favorite board. 55 people have colored while they were here. 23 people made Valentines. 15 people made bookmarks, and they're still making them. 8 people took the short story club stories, and 27 people used the makerspace.
Love it.
We have raised $182 through the FEDCO fundraiser, but the seeds have yet to arrive. I contacted FEDCO last week and have not heard back. This happened last year. Unfortunately, last year, it was like way later because I don't remember when our deadline was, but it was much later. So I hope they're not. You know, they were out of some of the seeds, which was the problem last year. So I hope that's not it this year.
But we order FEDCO through the Ann Arbor
Co-op,
co-ops, and
yeah.
they're late as well.
Are they?
Yeah,
Okay.
we don't have them yet. And we're
Okay.
like wanting to put our broccoli seeds.
Yes.
I know, I was just thinking about it today, like what those seeds I get them.
Eileen Lanza dropped off the new queen size book for the 8th annual
Oh,
raffle.
beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Great.
And I've received the Association for Rural and Small Libraries Overcoming Obstacles Focus Group grant, which is a mouthful. So it's going to allow me to attend their conference in Mobile, Alabama this year
Awesome.
in September.
Have you ever been?
I have been to one of their conferences when it was up here. I think it was in New Hampshire, a
I'm
couple
glad you
years
get to
ago.
go.
Yeah,
Okay.
so it'll be
Exciting.
good. Yeah. They are going to provide us $500 for a substitute librarian to cover.
Wow. That's great.
So I'll get with Elizabeth to see if she wants to do it again. And if not, I'll search.
And whatever happened with that volunteer that reached out, and they're a volunteer librarian
In
in
like
Chelsea.
or a librarian in Chelsea.
She,
Yeah.
oh, she
Yeah.
came by and I showed her the ropes. And
So she might be somebody after you talk to Elizabeth.
yeah. But
I
she,
forgot
I
about her.
kind of wanted to, if possible, stick with somebody and share.
Consistency, yeah,
Yeah,
also.
and
Yeah.
consistency. And Elizabeth is, I think once she kind of gets up to speed with it, she'll be good.
Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. And let's see, is that it? Yeah. Oh, I have paperwork once you guys vote on whoever the new chair is. But they have a thing for the new chair to sign, and I guess that's it for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Public comment.
Oh, and this I brought this for if we want to. If somebody wants to write a thank you to Eileen for the quilt,
Oh,
or if
yeah.
everybody wants to just write a kind of thank
Right.
you know, like a thank you card.
A
Yeah.
little thank you note with you
Yeah.
all. Yeah. And
Everybody.
then,
Yeah.
yeah.
have a woman do it.
When my husband's mother passed away, she was a big quilter and she had this big quilt frame and we didn't want to like throw it away, so we gave it to Eileen and she was just so grateful. So every time she makes a quilt, I think of Kevin's mother,
Oh,
Rachel,
it is
too. So
lovely
it's
that it's,
really nice.
yeah.
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 I started a quilt when Paige was 5 months old.
Have you finished it?
The whole top is done. It's just not finished. I have to get with Maddie.
Yeah.
I showed it to her. I mean, it's not Maddie standards. Her daughter is an amazing quilter.
No, nice.
But it's gonna get finished
You should
before
have
she
made a
paints
crib
it.
side.
It's
Yeah.
like it's big enough for a double bed, a single bed. I know that, but it's gonna be fine. And I'll eventually have grandchildren, and someone will
When
probably Paige's
Paige's
children,
kid
I feel
is
like,
five
can help.
months old, you
Yeah,
get that.
maybe something.
Or
Yeah.
yeah, there
Five
you
month
go.
old should go to Paige's children because it was supposed to go to Paige.
Yeah.
I was smart enough not to even try almost 4 years later when I had Tommy. Okay.
Yep.
So public comment, none.
No, but we may have Ryan Hawk.
Oh right.
Oh,
Well, I'll go
is
back.
it Hawk or Hack?
I
Doesn't
think
he?
Hawk, I
I
thought.
think
I think it's Hawk.
it's
So
Hawk.
yeah.
Okay. For what? To talk about the
Lending library.
Vermont Arts Council grant.
Oh,
A different Vermont Arts
Yes.
Council
Okay. Yeah.
grant.
Yes.
Okay.
The
So,
cultural.
oh, is this building related?
I have it.
Sustainable. No.
Stony Brook Stone,
Yeah,
move the
it's the
pipe.
Vermont Arts Council Cultural Facilities
Right.
Grant.
This would be during our next meeting.
Well, it's he couldn't make it before 7:30, so if we're still going,
Okay. Oh, today he might swing by. Okay.
So that's why I put it last in the new
Yeah.
business. But we might just have to circle back to it. So officer elections.
Okay. Yeah.
So, what are the offices? There's trustee.
Chair, the secretary, and the treasurer.
I'm happy to say as the secretary if I've been doing an adequate job. I'm fine if someone else who desperately wants to be the secretary. I'm not married to it. I'm fine either way. So.
Awesome.
Yay, Maureen.
Yeah.
My sash will be coming in the mail for
Yes, and
the
your
golden
tiara.
pen. Yes.
And Anthony, you're good staying the coordinator for
Oh,
volunteers.
that's right.
You need
I
an actual
am,
position.
if that's okay
You're.
with everybody.
I'm very okay with that.
Okay, that puts me right off the hook.
That's right.
I don't want to be chair.
You don't want to be chair. Okay. Are you treasurer right now?
Yeah, even though I don't know anything.
There's really so little for the treasurer to do. It's just like picking up the petty cash.
Yeah.
As long as that's the responsibility, then I'm
Yeah.
good.
Well, you've already done a great job coordinating Deb to come in.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
right.
Yeah.
Hey,
There we
there.
go.
Yeah. Gold star,
Okay.
treasurer. Okay. That's
So then it's
pretty.
up to.
So now
So
you
I feel
two,
like that.
like a gladiator
No.
style. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like learning, so
Yeah, no, I
agreed.
know. Yeah, I guess. Sure, I'll be chair.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're amazing.
Well,
Yeah. Yeah, I should read my emails, I guess. That would be a good first step.
do we need to motion for this,
I
or
think we have to elect.
I
Elect.
nominate Rebecca
As chair.
as
Yeah, we
chair?
just do the whole slate and then just say, here you can't
Sure.
play.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
And me as secretary, I don't think I do that. Finney as volunteer coordinator, Marissa as treasurer. I volunteer all those things. I nominate all those things.
I second
I
those
second
nominations.
third. I second the one you can't and the one I can't.
Okay.
Cool.
Everyone agrees. Great.
Yes.
Okay.
And for your first official on the back page, it's
Okay.
for you.
Thanks, Becca.
We have to, I think she's already been paid, but for the towns, like, if they were to get audited, we need to have an actual
somebody needs to make a motion to pay Elizabeth for substituting at the library during December.
I motion to that we pay Elizabeth for her substituting job in December
Of 2025.
2025.
What is her last
And
name?
Elizabeth Lincoln.
Elizabeth Lincoln.
So that, she has kids at my school. She's great.
I second it.
Wait, so she did this work and
Yeah,
we
she
haven't
did this
paid
work.
yet?
They
Okay.
had, I think they ended up paying her, but she doesn't have the actual, like, the motion
Official
to,
stamp.
yeah.
Yeah, well, we
Needs to
will
be
officially have to
reflected.
be paid.
That's great. We all agree. She should definitely be paid
Yes,
for the
I
work
think so.
that she has already
Yeah,
done.
months ago.
We will make good on that promise. And should, while we're at it, do we motion to pay her for when she's subbing for you at
Well,
Easter? Do we
no,
wait on
not
that?
yet. Yeah, we'll wait on that. And because I don't know if it's if she'll be able to do it or not, or
Got it.
it's, yeah.
Okay. And it has to be specific to a person. We're not motioning for.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
Could I put that I motioned and other people seconded, or can I just say motion approved? Motion approved.
Chair?
Sure, we can. For now, let's just say that, and then we can double check that that's.
Unanimously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems good.
Yeah.
Okay, the saga of the pine tree.
I don't know if I've heard the song.
Oh, the pine tree outside, which is so lovely. Isn't it sweet out there with the little eggs on it and the
Yes.
pastel lights? Yeah. So Marion donated the tree and she's been keeping it up with the season. So during February, it was all red lights and hearts on it. Yeah, it's so sweet. This is from Nicola. The small pine tree on the library grounds is located over the dry well for the septic system.
Before.
Silloway's Septic Company strongly recommended we relocate that tree as its roots will likely damage the dry well. Could you bring this forward to your board at the next meeting? I heard the tree was donated by a former trustee, so I would be looking for the current trustee's guidance for their preferred solution.
Is over the septic access? No.
No, it's right next to it, so the
Okay.
roots will grow into it. We could consider relocating to the town common if there's no suitable location on the library grounds, given the location of the different systems on the library property.
Yeah, I wonder if we could get a map of where everything is.
Well, the septic, now they've put a, I can't remember what that cap is called, but so they can access it because for years they didn't know where it
Where it
was.
was.
It's only
Old
recently
buildings.
been
Gotta
found.
love it.
And then the well is back there, the well head. So there's and
Really
there's
nowhere
really
to go.
nowhere to put
And
it.
then there's
And then we're
pipes
just,
everywhere.
And we're just so bounded on the sides and there's nowhere to.
And it's a white pine
It's
or fir, spruce,
Norwegian, the blue, something
blue
blue, blue
spruce, blue
spruce.
spruce.
Yeah.
They get pretty big.
I don't know.
And like, ex I don't
But
know if you can dig that up at that age and have it successfully
it's
be
been there.
relocated.
It's been there 2 or 3 years now.
Shit. Is this something we can reach out to the county forester to just ask, like, is this something, will we kill our tree if we do this?
Isn't Donna Foster, doesn't she have something to do with forestry?
I don't know about that. I only know of her
She was on the
plants.
Coverts board, which my husband is currently on the Coverts board, and they do forestry things, but I don't, he's very aware of this situation, and I don't know if he has an opinion whether that tree can be salvaged
Right.
or not.
So we think it's 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and look
Well, even if
at
it
it.
won't survive, it still has to be
It
moved.
still
Right.
has to be moved.
Right. So
So
it's just a matter of like, is it a
is it worth the
full, is
expense
it
if
worth the
it
expense
is
of,
right worth
or like
getting
dig
it?
it
Right.
up?
Yeah.
And
Is it
it's
a
a blue spruce.
rescue or a
Okay.
what
My
if?
former supervisor, her husband is a
Arborist?
arborist.
I don't know
So
if
I'll
that
just
word.
thank you. Yeah.
I'll shoot her a text to see like if he thinks it's worth trying to move or just is it cut down.
And you know, even if we like start digging, will that also dislodge the drywall or damage the drywall in any way,
Yeah.
kind of
Well,
thing?
that's the thing is you can move trees to a very large size, but you have to have that thing that
Yes,
digs
right.
down.
And do we
So
even have space for that thing to go down and do that? And will it dim? Is it over the drywall or the septic?
Over the drywall.
Okay.
For the septic.
For
So
the
like
septic.
that's the way the septic has a drywall as
Access. So it's a septic access,
no.
except septic drywall.
It's over the drywall. So instead of a leach field, there's a
Got it.
drywall.
Okay, thank you.
So in the meantime, does Marion know of the
I
excavation?
wrote to her last week and forwarded this to her,
Okay.
but she has yet to write me back. I don't think she checks her
She does
email
not check her
very
email.
often.
She knows
Yeah.
because I had dinner with her this
Okay.
weekend and she they know.
Okay.
I think they were kind of chuckling about it, but
Okay. Good. That's,
maybe
you
we
know.
could just get another tree and plant it
On the cot, you
in
know,
front
because
of whatever.
you know,
She's definitely.
interestingly, Ryan Rosenquist said she and her kids would be happy to decorate a tree on the common,
Oh,
like
of
even,
course.
yeah,
Yeah.
because they're right across the
Yeah,
street.
that
Yeah.
makes perfect
Right.
sense. That would be fun.
Yeah. But darn it. I
I
know.
know.
It's
It
funny things we hung
real.
up on.
Well, but you don't want it to
No, but
interrupt the
I
septic.
sure do just the
You
way
can see the
Marion's
pit. Yeah.
been decorating it, it's like every time she decorates it, I come in, I'm like,
It's so joyful. Yes. And it's a joyful for it's public joy, right?
Yeah,
Right.
yeah,
Yep.
yeah.
It's
That's
too
such a
bad.
shame. But we didn't know that the septic was there when she planted it.
No.
That's old buildings, old property. You just don't know.
No.
We had to replace our driveway in our old house in Wilder. And my hope and pray when they dug up the old driveway was they weren't going to find any like underground tanks or anything,
Yeah,
you know, because you just
because you
don't
don't,
know. And
and
when you
then
start digging,
well, the
you
trouble,
just
huh?
don't know what you're going to find. And it could
Yeah,
be something bad. So, yeah.
I know somewhere on our property we have a car that's been buried,
Under
but
property line.
yeah,
Yeah. Oh, that's not good. We just found out that the house that we just bought, the septic was done illegally.
Oh,
Oh.
no. Oh, dear. Dear.
Which we, you
Your
know,
current house?
which we bought, like, we didn't need this, but we'll pay cash, you know.
Oh, yeah.
This is why you have inspections and don't pay cash.
Especially because you're right on the water, that makes it extra tricky.
Yep.
Having to making sure that it's like safe and right and doesn't.
That sucks.
Ooh. Yeah.
Fun times.
I've sold two houses in my life, and neither houses were inspected, and neither buyers chose to do inspections.
Weird.
It
That's
boggles my
wild.
mind. And the first time, they had left a deal because of the inspections.
They were over it, apparently.
Well,
They
and they
trusted
knew
you.
I was a realtor and we hadn't had the house for very long and we were like, we said we were moving away, but you shouldn't trust anybody. I
No.
mean, so it always boggles my mind when people, because I used to sell real estate too a million years ago. I don't understand, but in a hot market,
I mean,
that
we
is
bought
a
in COVID and we needed a house. Like,
exactly. And in certain situations, you just do it, but I, yeah.
but now we're like, anyway,
Live and
hi,
learn.
public.
Yeah, just our life stories. Sorry, I'm a tangent girl myself. That's not going in the minutes, though.
Thanks.
Mine or yours,
Because
right?
we're trying to
Ginny had
decide
it
if we
illegal.
report this
Yeah.
or do we just continue to play dumb?
Yeah. You
Anyway.
got to twirl the hair when you're continuing. I just don't know.
Not
Okay.
on public, I think.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well,
Anyway.
other people may have
Oh,
heard.
yeah, that's okay. Chili
Okay,
fingers are.
here's my time to shine. Speaking of Marion,
Chili fingers are.
we have Mary and Marion are willing to do a chili fundraiser thing for
Yeah.
us. And last year when it was brought up, they suggested Cinco de Mayo as like a chili. 'Cause I was like, are we out of the window? But chili Cinco de Mayo. Easier than tacos, I don't know. But they want to do like a pre-prep pre-order, like you come pick up your to-go with whatever fixings and it benefits us. So I am like, yes, go ahead, but just wondering how to organize that from afar
The
and what.
way we did it before, and we did this back in probably 2021 or 2022, was we have downstairs, I have a bunch of containers that people would take and they would cook up a batch of chili, and they would put it in those containers, like a quart, and we would sell a quart of chili. They bring them back, and we would sell that quart of chili with cornbread for, I can't remember how much. I'd have to go back through my notes and look. But we had people sign up for chili beforehand.
Oh, nice.
And so they would say whether they wanted like beef chili or poultry chili or veggie chili. I think those were the three. And then they would, we would, it was all a set amount, and they would bring the money, either check or cash, with them when they came to pick it up. So we, I think this was kind of, I feel like it was during COVID or COVID-ish times, and we left the containers and, bags for cornbread and things outside, and people could take them. Whenever they could come get here, they'd take whatever they needed and they'd take it home and they'd fill it up and they'd bring it back on the day. I think they brought it back maybe the day before. I'd have to look how all that went, but it actually ran relatively smoothly. And we had a lot of people who were like, oh my gosh, can I get the recipe for,
Oh,
I had
nice.
this.
They are excellent cooks.
Are they the one
there are they the only ones doing making the chili, or is
if it, we had
any
just,
volunteer?
yeah,
Okay, good.
volunteers making chili.
But if people are asking for recipes, we should probably track who gets what.
Right. And I think, I think they were writing allergens on them. It
Perfect.
was, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
But I must we don't need to get into the weeds on that,
I'm just
because
kidding.
I'm
I'm serious.
assuming that Mary and Marion will take care of that, and whether they cook everything or have volunteers is up to them,
Them, yeah.
right?
Good.
I assume.
Yeah.
I thought they had also considered
A meal.
doing it. Well, they presented three options to me during this dinner that we had. Doing just what you described as pre-order and pickup, doing similarly, when they have an event at Seven Stars, so people, which I think they have an event, I think the first weekend in May, a Star Radio Hour, so people could pick up the chili, go to the church and eat it, and then go to Seven Stars, so it's like dinner and a show kind of thing, or just have something separate at the church where people can sit down
Community.
and have community chili kind of thing. They just presented you with that
Yeah,
those three
that,
ideas. Oh,
yeah.
that's interesting, because they're like, no, we just want to do a grab and
Okay,
go.
well, that's great. Well,
But
that's
that
kind
was a weeks ago, and if this is more recent, then I'm interested. I'll be interested to know what
Yeah.
they circle back on.
Yeah. They just said we could do either any one of those three options,
Great.
but it might complicate Yeah,
things.
grab and go probably would be the most streamlined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe
Well, and doing, having a big community gathering,
there's more people involved.
there's more, yeah, but it's also, and we'd have to get use of the church, but it's, not every, I think you get more people who are like, hey, I can take this home and we have a ready-made meal, we have
Right,
dinner.
you'd almost want to be offered more than one option if you're going to
Yeah.
do something like that. And also, if it's at the church, we have to make sure the chili's hot. If it is adjacent to or connected to a Seven Stars thing, and they're going to take it somewhere and eat it and then go to the show, we're also going
Oh,
to have
it
to make
would,
sure the chili's
yeah,
hot. Yeah. So
that's
that
true.
is a complicating factor. That just, again, it makes it complicated because you're not going to be able to pre-pack. We're not going to heat stuff up in
Right.
plastic individually.
Right.
Not
Well, no, you
everyone.
need like
You just
pot
have to have a
pots
whole
or
bunch of
something.
crock pots
And
and package as you go potentially, but also have some that, because I can see in that situation, some people buy the chili to take it home and some people buy the chili to eat it right now. And you need to know who's doing what, and they can't change their
well, like,
mind. That just makes it complicated.
but like Okay. One thing that could be done is that, like, you go to the community event and, like, it's either like, do you want this to go or for here? And, like, they pay, like,
That's true.
and
Yeah.
they just, like, package it in the moment,
Yeah.
right? So, like, instead of filling a bowl, you fill a quart or whatever. So, if that's something they want to do, like, I don't think that's that complicating of
Yeah,
a
actually, that's kind of
scenario.
nice. It adds some extra layer that,
Yeah. And, like,
when this,
then I just want us to consider it. I'm not saying, yeah. I'm thinking, like, not maybe for this time, but like in the future, it also is a potential programming opportunity. 'Cause, like, if we hosted dinner, we could also do some sort of public speaker of some sort that would, like, complement having, like, a dinner experience. So, like, maybe there's people that, like, would come and want, like, one of the speakers for the library, but, like, it's just, like, interrupts dinner time. It's just, like, too much to, like, coordinate around. But, like, a dinner and having, like, some sort of entertainment,
Yeah,
like,
what about a, I mean, a talent show? A talent show,
well, that's a lot more than just
poetry
having a
slam.
speaker.
Oh, I
No,
know.
but
Or
you
having
could,
someone like Beth Telford again. Like that would
yeah,
go
like
for
that.
really
So, like, maybe not for
a
this time, but just
speaker.
something to think about, like, for in the future, if, like, we make this a more regular thing, or, like, maybe we do this in the fall as well, because, like, we used to have the Everything Apple, which we're not doing anymore. Do we want to replace a fall fundraiser with something like that? If the people like
Chili
the
would be a good
chili,
fall thing too.
yeah. But circling
Or
back.
deep winter. I'm just thinking of like read a lot, like community reads or something.
Yeah, but well, you're not gonna get it's you're once you put something like that on it, then the people who are as long as there's a grab and go option, that's one thing. But there's gonna be fewer people because really those community reads things, it sounds great. It's wonderful, but then everybody's like, what? I have to read the book and then come and talk about it? No, I don't
No,
have
like, I'm thinking of
no.
like a Willem Lang would read like
An expert
the
or something.
Christmas Carol,
Yeah.
like the poet.
Oh, okay. Somebody reading, not like a community reads book like the Vermont Humanities book for the
No,
year or
not
something.
homework.
Okay. Yeah,
No.
that's because that seems to be how people feel about it. You know, they're just like, I
Yeah,
don't
like a
know.
dynamic voice, a dynamic community character reading a, I don't know, I like to be read too. We're a library.
Yeah, I wish it's Thetford has their former librarian in at Latham Library. You know, he reads every Christmas time, reads like I can't remember what he reads, but you know, he's just like he's a reader. That's what he does.
Yeah.
I don't know that we have
Dramatic performance.
anybody here who does that
Jules
really.
used to, right? She used to be like a
She's a
storyteller.
storyteller. I don't know if she is a reader, but a storyteller. But more for kids, I think. Yeah.
And is she
Anyway.
around all the time?
No,
Yeah.
just the
Yeah.
summer.
Yeah.
Well, we should table that because I don't think we have time for that for
No,
today.
I
So,
think we're getting this off the ground and we can
yeah.
see about iterations as we go. But I just wanted to make sure that you're okay with us organizing this. And is May 5th a good target date? Or it sounds like, is there a Seven Stars date that's coming up?
There definitely is. They have their final radio hour of the season. And I think it's that first. I don't know if I put it in my book, but you can probably Google it too.
It seems like coordinating pickup with another event is kind of a, they never emailed, they never
Yeah,
responded
it's
to
the
the.
Saturday the 2nd is the 7 Star radio hour, which also happens to be Green Up Day, which also could be a good day.
Oh,
Shoot for May.
Yeah.
That's May
Well,
2nd.
May
Well,
2nd.
isn't there a community lunch on Green Up Days?
Oh, that's true.
But then, like,
We've got to eat dinner.
you
But then
gotta
you
eat
want to
dinner.
bring dinner home.
Yeah, and then
Yeah.
you don't want to have to cook after being
Dirty in the
grubby.
trenches.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. Green Up Day, also 7 Stars event.
Cinco de Mayo is a Tuesday.
Right, but I mean, the second wraps into Cinco de Mayo.
Maybe just ask Mary and Marion which would work better for them. I don't know.
No, they're the ultimate
Yeah.
choice on this, but that's the time frame we were shooting for. So the second makes sense if there's stuff going on.
Definitely.
Okay, and then as far as supplies, Shayna, from what you remember, we provided the quartz. Is there anything else that we
I think
need to gather?
we had bags for the cornbread. I don't think there was really anything else. I don't really think there was.
We didn't do napkins or utensils or anything. They just grab what they need. And then did
Yeah.
you do larger bags to put it all into, or did they
I
just
don't think we even
stack?
had that.
Okay. So quartz, quart containers and small bags for packing cornbread.
But I believe we have enough
Okay. So
to do this.
there's
Yeah.
enough left over. Library has enough. Okay. So I will communicate with Mary and Marion. And hopefully next month we'll have reports that it's going and we're taking orders and then
Yeah.
it's off the line.
Yay. Nice. Nice.
Thank you.
Plant book
Hungry.
bake planning.
Okay. I think we are out of boxes for that.
Boxes,
Like
the pastry
the pastry
boxes.
boxes. I believe we're out of them. I think we ran out last year. So unless there's been an order.
Yeah, I think we tried to hit them up a little bit for the cookie walk, but I think bags are also, I think someone probably needs to inventory that stuff
Yeah.
because I think we might
Because,
be
like,
running low on a
yeah.
lot of, because we hit the stash again for the cookie walk.
Okay. Yeah. So,
Mm-hmm.
like, small boxes and larger, like,
Pie
pie
boxes.
and,
We may
yeah.
have enough of those, but I'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then papers for grabbing.
And bags for cookies.
So, yeah, we should just do an
Just.
inventory of. I thought there were enough, like, of the tissues, but maybe not.
There were.
Yeah.
So it'd be better to do papers than plastic gloves.
Yeah, it really would, because it's not
So true.
sustainable. You can't keep putting the same gloves on and off,
Because
and
you're
you have to
handling
take your gloves
money.
off
Yeah.
for money,
Yeah.
and it just doesn't work.
Okay. Is the plan to do it here again?
That's the big question. I have to say, I do love having the tents up here because I feel like it really just, as people are driving along, they're seeing it. When we had it in the church last time, it
It's
was
not as enticing.
no. And
Yeah.
see, we set up the tents days before, and so everybody's kind of getting ready for it. They know it's coming. Yeah.
It was very separate
It was
too.
very
Yeah.
separate.
Well, it was a
It
bad
was bad
weather
weather
then too,
too.
right? So it was sort of
What's the
funny.
inside only situation?
Oh, we do have a pop-up tent that Carol gave us. So
So should we try it here? This again and see how it goes?
I
One option was we talked about Seven Stars, but that's
right.
also,
And
we
they
could
didn't
put it
respond.
right,
That's what
limit
I
then.
emailed them about.
Because we could always have like tent outside and other stuff inside, and we'd still get the draw
Right,
way
yes.
more than at
Then,
the church.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
So
if they are willing to,
I
well,
think
they
that
won't
that's,
tell us. So,
I can email
Seven
again.
Stars. Seven Stars, yet we asked if we could have it, but coordinate, use the building, because it's a lot of
Right.
stuff. Like,
Because we were going to put some things out here, but the majority over there. So it was a little easier setup. That's what we talked about last time.
Because if the weather's bad, which it was
Right.
last year,
Yeah.
we just couldn't do it with the tents.
Yeah.
And the bigger tents that we used to use, I just don't think they're we used to have the firemen come and
Yeah,
set
I don't know that
outside.
they
Do that
even do
anymore.
that
Not
anymore.
even,
I think
yeah,
that tent is.
right. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Who
there's that issue.
were we getting the other tent from?
We just had pop-up tent donations.
So we have.
And then Mary and her husband came with some tent that was like in a lot of pieces.
Did Kevin ever? Yeah, we
Kevin?
have a big white
Yeah.
one.
Yeah.
I think
Oh,
we
maybe
got
it
it
was
in
you
from you
guys.
guys. Yeah. Maybe you could bring the tent.
I'm sure we could.
And set up the
It
tent.
has sides to it, does it? I can't remember.
Most of the
Also,
time, don't. Yeah.
that was the
More of
problem
it.
is we had to commandeer tarps to cover the books to put.
Right.
Where are our books coming from this time?
Yeah. Do we have any books? Because we got rid of.
Oh, we always have more and more books. So people love donating books. They
They really do.
really do. And then I always have deacquisitioned books.
Okay,
And is
so
that the date is already set? Is that?
I think we penciled that
yeah,
in.
we
Did.
did. I probably wrote it down somewhere.
I can go check that.
It's the first weekend in June. We might
It
not be
used to
here.
be the first weekend. Now it's in May because people want to be able to plant things earlier.
And now my night is increasingly more complicated. I'm away most of May. Sorry.
You're in Florida, I mean California.
Had it. So we're in California, but then my mom and I are taking the El Camino. So it's El Camino.
That's exciting.
Yeah,
Probably.
I'm
I
unemployed now,
also
so I can do
surf
whatever
pro
I want.
head.
Me too.
Any.
I'm not retired. I'm
It
unemployed.
just nobody wants
So
to
if you
work.
hear of anything, let me know.
I thought you were gonna sub.
Yeah, I can sub. I can the world is my oyster. Wait, when?
When what?
You're moving?
No, I
Unemployed.
quit my job.
Oh, you quit it. Oh,
Congratulations.
well. Congratulations. The job is over. My
Oh,
20-year
no.
career has ended.
Hey, because we said last month we'll reach out to Seven Stars regarding using their building, perhaps coordinating with them before we set a date.
And they haven't responded to that.
Robin,
So, does anybody know the Seven Stars
I know Michael. Is
schedule?
Michael's still on the board, isn't he?
Yeah, Michael and Anne, they're the ones
I'm
that.
going to email Michael right now.
Or do we know their schedule to know a target time?
I don't know. That I don't know.
It would be on the website. It has like a list of events.
Let me look that up.
I can. You want me to share
Oh.
Michael Barsanti's email with you too?
I did write. Sure, or feel free to email him.
What did you write
I
down?
wrote down two possible dates, the 16th or the 30th of May.
Yes. Okay. Do we remember what day the graduation is?
ELS graduation?
Yeah. The 16th is the weekend after Mother's Day.
Should we try to do it the day before Mother's Day so people can buy their mother's lovely
Too
baked? No? Okay. Just
early.
checking.
They have the only
May
event.
16th is lost.
Okay.
The only event they have in, well, they have two, May 2nd, which we're trying to collaborate with our chili sale, and May 31st.
And if we have the chili sale on May 2nd, I guess
That's really
I
close
get that
to
it's
Plant
really
Bacon Yoga.
close.
Okay, so 30th would be better.
They have something Sunday the 31st from 3 to 5 is a concert.
The Seven Stars? Yeah, so
But
that
not on the
one.
30th.
Not on the 30th.
But on the Saturday.
So, what about the Stratford tomato sale? Because we don't want to like compete with that.
Oh, the
What's
what?
that? What
Stratford
is that?
tomato sale?
That sounds
Oh,
exciting.
never heard of it. Oh my God. They
Okay,
have we're not all up and coming
tomato.
like you. We're not
Stratford is
all.
a really cool town. I'm learning a lot about Stratford fun things, like their game night.
They have a game night?
Well, it was part of their universe, Stratford University.
I didn't even know they had a
Complicated.
Stratford University. Is that new?
I
I think
think
it's
they're
college.
starting
Cabin
it.
Fever.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
hotel basement. Bashamore Library. I hope you're Michael. Hi, Michael. Bashamore Library is wondering if we could use the Seven Stars building for our plant book and bake sale. We are hoping to have it on the 30th, on May 30th. Is that what you said? No.
Saturday, May 30th. Yeah.
Is anybody a good gardener? No.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, is that a good time for selling plants?
I don't think you
Well,
put the stuff in the ground until at least after Memorial
no,
Day,
that's
right? I
so
know
that's
I'm not
actually
a good
definitely
gardener at
great
all.
fun.
Yeah,
It's
but
exactly
that
great.
I do
Yeah.
know.
All
Yeah.
right.
I kill
Yeah.
everything,
Because then you
even
don't
the
have to.
inside ones.
You're
But
not like holding on to your plants and watering them
yeah,
inside.
last year was tough because we had to keep those little plants alive on our porch and remember to bring them inside, and you didn't remember to bring them inside.
Yeah.
But the end of May is great because you can get them in the ground the first 2 weeks of June. Yeah.
Yeah.
30th.
And
I'm
last
not here
year, Stratford
if
had
that impacts
theirs
you
weekend.
all.
So if they have it that early again, then
When is
Mother's
it?
Day weekend, I think, was when they had it.
Oh.
So do we want to do that in
I like
the end.
Works for me. As long as it's far enough away from the chili that it's, you know, because I have to send out so many emails for each of those that I hate to
It's
totally
28
forget.
days away
Yes,
between,
that would be
right? The
perfect.
month.
That's
It's
perfect.
in the same
Yeah.
month, but it's
Yeah.
28 whole days
Yeah.
away.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And
No,
it's a
that's
very
great.
different
No.
demographic,
I was just
right?
saying, but if it was like the 16th,
Yeah,
I'd
to
say
80%.
like
Yeah.
a little too close.
Yeah.
But I think it's
I think
still good
28
to
is
reach
great.
out and ask because their concert is the 31st. So even if we're allowed to set up books in their bigger space
We have to get
and
them.
have a smaller tent
Oh, we
here,
get them.
then we get, they all leave that night,
Yeah.
right? Because
Well,
the guy
that's the
comes.
thing. Occasionally, he'd actually sometimes he comes on the Sunday. But if
Well,
he comes
because
on
it's on Sunday
Saturday,
at 10 in
then
the morning,
right.
or
But
we
if he
buy
could
them.
come and get them, or we could even, you know, put
Yeah.
them on box
Yeah.
in boxes back here and just
Cover them
pile
in
them up.
tarps and
Yeah,
tarps
we've
them up.
done that.
Put them in the
Their
yard.
Sunday
Yeah.
concert is 3 to 5. Well, if we have to move them from there to there,
That's
then
yeah.
I mean, it's preferable not. I'm not
But if we
here. It's
get
up to you.
if
But
we
their
get
concert
young
is really good.
volunteers that sign up for the N, then like just shuttling the books.
Yeah.
Because like you could have,
From there to the gazebo.
yeah, and it doesn't need to be quality packaging or shuttling. Like,
It's short term.
yeah.
Who picks them up?
It's
John
May.
Walsh is his
We
name.
got a guy.
Got a
Got a
guy.
guy.
Great. I
So
know.
for volunteers, I'm asking for bakers.
We've got some. So I was stunned at how beautiful some of the things were there.
Oh, yeah.
It's
There are
really
some
art.
incredible bakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can make a cookie. It doesn't have to be pretty, but it tastes good. But some of those things were beautiful and delicious, I understand.
Asking for plants.
Plants.
And
Whatever.
then,
Worried about the jumping worm
yeah,
things? Okay.
we aren't, we
Yes.
can only take
Houseplants.
seedlings.
Oh,
Houseplants.
houseplants and
And
beedlings. Yeah. Yeah.
we're asking for shifts. And should I just go on what? Do I still have shifts from last year? We're asking for setup.
Yeah, what's the time?
Like event and cleanup.
Should be in the
I think I
binder.
created that. Yeah, and I think I have a
Is it
document.
like 10 to 1 thing or
Yeah, this.
9 to?
See what I have.
And it shifts. So set up. Clean breakdown and then maintenance. And like some people are working books, some people are working plants. But the last time it was very separate because it was in the back of the whole middle of the church was closed. So it was on the front porch of the church or it was in the back
I
room.
have a pricing guide here.
That's what we need. We need to share that because there was a lot of
I have one printed. This is updated 2025. Is
perfect
that the one?
for the pricing guide. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
probably that looks like what I have here.
Yeah.
We might want to like things have gotten really expensive recently, so we might want to like
Shift it.
Yeah, take a look at it again.
Okay. That makes sense. We
Yeah.
last time different people had very different ideas on what things sold for. And I hadn't done it before, and neither had a couple other people. So we didn't know what was sort of the norm.
Yeah.
So we sort of
We were
formalized
winging it.
it. Well, yeah.
Yeah. But the event itself, like people can come from 9 to something.
I think 9 to 3 is.
Some people like that's what they come they don't miss it.
9 to 3, but
We usually
then
get busy.
we have the day before shifts,
Oh, to set up.
right?
Set up shifts, yeah.
And that's usually like 5 to finish, 5 to
Yeah.
and like an hour, 5 to 7.
And this says need a volunteer, usually former board members, to bring lunch for volunteers on Saturday.
Oh yeah, Marion did that one
And
day.
somebody else brings drinks and water.
Did that happen last year?
No
Not
idea.
last year, the year
Okay.
before.
Yeah.
Because
It's all good.
I hadn't done it and Marion just brought it, and so I didn't know to set it up, but
So should we offer 7 stars an alternate date? If they say no,
I mean,
we'll see what they say.
yeah.
Okay.
And as soon as I get, I'll put you on the email list. If you know mine, we need to get you on the email list. Is Dee on it already? Did she get the last mailings that were sent out?
I
Emails?
got
Okay,
the
good.
warrant and
So
stuff.
then you're okay. So you're on the email list already. So I will email as soon as I hear from Michael, and we can just throw around another date if we have one.
Do we have one?
Maybe.
Do we want to move into June, first weekend in June?
Sounds like we might have to.
Because we don't want to reverse into
Did we see when the law school graduation was?
the
Yeah,
16th.
16th. So
Oh
yeah.
yeah, okay. Sharon
I've
elementary
had.
graduation is June 11th, but I feel that it's a weekday, but I also feel like it's later than we would want to go. And it's nighttime. It's not, it has to be a weekend to do this.
I mean,
I would
we,
say you
you
don't have
know,
to do the
there's
6th.
always the possibility that we could go back to the way it had always been for years and years and do the first Saturday in June and just.
I just think the first Saturday in June is a little too
Little too
late
late.
for like people buying plants
Okay.
to get into the ground.
Okay.
Because like I think a lot of people do Memorial Day weekend, which actually is the weekend prior.
The 23rd.
Because they don't,
And
that's
you should
early though.
plant, you
That's
shouldn't
early.
plant before then, so that makes
And
sense.
Father's Day. Father's Day is another
Another
tag
add-on.
time, which
Yeah.
is when? The 7th or 14th?
Lost my count.
Of
Oh, you
the
mean? Oh, I
Father's.
don't know. Yeah.
Father's Day is the 21st of June.
Oof,
Oh,
so
that's late.
that's late.
Too
That's late.
late.
Yeah.
Flag Day's 14th. That doesn't work either.
I mean, I think
I.
that we should just like have a date that that's our plan. And if Seven Star says no, then like that's okay. We've
We just
had
put it here.
it's a message from God that it needs to be here
like
this
we've
year.
done years of it not being a
Yeah.
problem. So like,
Yeah.
and if it snows, it snows. I feel
Don't
like
joke about that. It could happen.
I know.
This has been the coldest, longest winter.
The year that I was pregnant with Tommy, the May that I was pregnant with Tommy, I ran for that was the second year we were running a benefit tag sale for the family place. So I had people donating for weeks and weeks ahead of time. I had a donated storage unit that I had stuff in. I had stuff on their back deck. Like I had so much stuff. And then the night before, I went over, had a couple volunteers. We set out, it was only going to be the fenced in backyard at the family place, May 15th. Set up all the stuff outside that could be outside. It could get a little wet because, dew in the morning. I get home. I'm in my second trimester. I'm exhausted. And we have a frozen pizza for dinner because that's all I've got in me. I turn on the weather, freezing rain. So then we go back to the family place that night because you have to pull it all in and the next morning go extra early and figure out how to have the tag sale inside the building. Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
No.
It's
Okay.
fine. It's fine. It'll be
It's
fine.
fine. It's going to be fine. So if the weather,
2002. We have our date. If it's going to be freezing rain, it's going to
No,
be fine.
it won't be freezing rain. It could be
We'll go back.
torrential rain.
We'll try and
But
get to
we've had
church
that.
again. It'll be
Yeah.
fine.
And we got the church the week before
But we
anyway.
also
Yeah,
could
the two
potentially
weeks
have the
before. Yeah.
elementary school. We couldn't last year because of Junior Iron Chef.
You're right.
Right? I
Oh,
don't
right.
know if that's
You're
an,
right.
I don't know
Well,
when
what
they're
about
doing it.
construction? Yeah, but we
It's
can't.
it's the gym. That'll all be
But
done.
everything
Everything would
gonna
have to.
clear out? Aren't they gonna clear everything out of that school building?
Yes, but not until school's over.
Oh, right. Which is
School will not be
mid-June.
over.
Mid-June.
Let's not be concerned about
Let's not
something.
manifest this.
Yeah. It's not gonna be freezing
If
rain. It's
it worked
fine.
out last year, it'll work out again.
Agreed.
So.
I'm gonna send out shifts for people to start signing up for.
Great.
Do we want to put parameters on base things?
Talk to me
Like, are
about
we
that.
asking?
No chocolate chip cookies. Didn't you say that one time?
Yeah.
Because you get
Well,
like
that cookie
just to get in
walk,
there
we
and
did no chocolate
yes.
chip cookies.
Yeah. So do we want to make any requests or suggestions or just like
I
whatever you
mean,
can
I think
offer?
it's nice to have a variety of like single served items and bigger items to buy. But like also it's okay if people bring in big things and we slice them up. Like that's not the end of the world either. But like just asking for like a variety
Yeah,
of
okay. We did. I
items.
feel like we had a reasonable number of chocolate chip cookies. We had a lot of brownies. That's what I seem to remember, but I was really tired by the end, so it's all a little bit of a blur. And when I was there, I don't think we cut up anything big to split up. We sold a lot of the big stuff as big.
Yeah,
But
most of
I
the cutting
also,
we did for the holiday
yeah,
stuff.
I also
The
worked from
year.
the beginning until like after lunchtime, and then I went
Yeah.
home.
The
So.
year prior, we did a lot of cutting because we had a lot of cakes, like very expensive cakes. And like when you cut them up smaller, you end up actually making more money
Yeah,
off of
per
them too.
platters.
Because, yeah. But it's nice to have like a variety of things that are like appealing for children because like they come in and they're like, I want a cookie. And it's like, great,
And they
here's a
empty their
$4 cookie.
purse
Yes.
on the table.
Yes. Kind of adorable.
Is this enough for a cookie? Why, yes, it is.
Today
Yes,
for
it is
you.
today.
Yeah.
Last year and years prior, when did we reach out to like nurseries for starters?
Oh, yeah, we asked for plant donations. We divided that task up.
Okay. Do you want to do that again this year? Like,
Yes,
last
I
year
got
that.
pansies from Reading Greenhouse. So who did we ask last year? We asked Reading Greenhouse. You went to
Thrifts and what's the place in Bethel across from
Dandelion Acres.
Dandelion Acres?
I feel like, is your one called
Oh,
Frost?
yep.
Yeah.
I think
Emma.
Emma talked to
Yeah,
them.
she's a big patron. What about the one in Pomfret that I...
The shirt, Shelburne.
Shelburne?
Yes.
That's a
Are
good
there
one.
two in Pomfret?
Yes, but I can't remember the name of the other one. Do we have a list of
We should make a list and add it to the binder.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I can do that.
Great.
And like
Oh yeah,
Luna Blue might do
Dale.
like
Dale at what's his called in Pomfret? Dale.
Hold on.
And then there are the flower farmers that can reach out to Heather Urkel.
And Donna.
Donna?
Donna Foster, does she donate?
I think she just brings plants often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't hurt to ask.
Yeah.
Donna,
Formally
I don't know
asking.
Donna Foster, do I?
She does the plant
Is
stand, the flower.
she the sewing person?
Yes.
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 Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
She's really
And
nice.
I feel
It's
like if she
super.
does it now, at some point she worked for.
Where's the for the land trust?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like a stewardship
Yeah,
manager.
that's why I
Yeah.
thought maybe she would know about the tree, but I don't really
You might
understand. I'm not
have.
an arborist.
Do you want to share that? Oh, yeah, I can see. Or I guess I'll create this list and we can divide it up. And so, okay.
I'll whoever needs for email if you
Did
don't
you
already
sell
have.
like vegetable starts too?
Yeah.
Because you could reach out to like Luna Blue. They might sell some.
Honey Field.
The
Honeyfield.
places in
Yeah.
Pomfret are
Sherburn.
Sherburn, thank you, / Moore's Orchard, Harrington's Greenhouse, and Perfect Circle Farm are the three that AI just told me about.
What's Perfect Circle? Never heard of such a place.
Peter Circle, but not Perfect.
Well,
What
I
the
don't
heck?
know. AI is not as reliable as one would hope.
Okay.
Family-run small farm and nursery in central Vermont. And I said in Pomfret, so we in growing nut trees, fruit trees. Oh, berry shrubs. Nope.
No, a bit.
We
What
kept it.
about
It's in Berlin.
Gardener
Well,
Supply?
I said Pomfret,
Oh,
so I
maybe.
don't know.
Yeah.
Crossroad might, especially if you tell them that I'm the librarian. I worked there before you.
Nice.
So we also want to reach out to bakeries and or other
Yeah,
yeah,
why not?
for potential donations. Baked good
Do we
donations.
need more baked goods than what we get donated?
Do we have a lot left over?
Yeah, I don't see. I'm not here. I don't know. The
I didn't clean
holiday
up my
lunch. I
setup.
think
We don't have a ton left over. And like some of these places do donations of gift cards, which is
A good raffle
a
item.
good raffle item or something we can use for other
It can't hurt.
things. It doesn't hurt to reach out and ask.
Yeah, I was looking at this thing from 2021, which obviously I need to update, but that they had said, well, in the future maybe we could look into getting gift cards to raffle. So
Love a good raffle.
yeah. Yeah.
I also started volunteering at the Haven, so if there are like
I was going to
some of
suggest that.
commercial items that have not been opened, I can always just drop them off. Yeah. They would accept them.
But only commercialize it. Okay.
I mean,
But I
maybe
think,
else
and but
space, but
Judy will take things for the Woodstock food shelf also.
Well, and I think we've also
the Sharon food
this
shelf.
Sharon's food shelf.
Do they have?
Deb has taken them for
Good.
us. Yeah.
Well, then that's
Yeah.
perfect.
And there's also that free food pantry in Royalton. You
Yep.
just
Yeah.
put it in
Yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yeah. With love from the library. Yeah. Yeah. There's plenty of things we can do.
Here's a book and some cookies.
Have a read, have a nosh.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Comfort your soul and your stomach. Is there anything else we need to discuss for the plant book and bake sale right now? We still have next month's meeting. We
Yeah.
can hammer out any additional details.
No, I will organize these sheets and start recruiting volunteers.
What's next on the agenda?
Well, next is the
Middle school
grant,
visit.
but we
Oh,
Ryan's
yeah,
not
old
here for the
business,
grant.
TSA grant. I talked to Andrew. We set up a time. We couldn't make that time. It was totally my fault. And we haven't really set up a time, but he's very interested. So my intention is to reach out again. I wanted to talk to you guys about it and let you know he's interested. We're trying to get. Figure out a way to get the middle schoolers in here, even if it's to teach them something about the library, have them use this space, know it's available to them. If we can offer them a service in the process, all the better. So I'm planning on talking to him in the next week or so. It's just been kind of nutty, to get some more information on that, to give our pitch, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I will report back at the next meeting.
So in the past, did they also help bring books up from the basement?
Those were the elementary
The
floors.
elementary. Okay.
I've kind of
We're not.
stopped using them because
Yeah.
it was just this weird, chaotic thing. When you
Yeah.
get that many fifth graders in a line down to the basement is really unusable. It's scary, and I don't like having
I've
kids
met
down
the
there.
fifth graders. I understand. So they're some of my best friends.
Instead, I have been using my son. He's 28. He needs a reason to exercise. There we go. I bring him up one day and we get
Tell him
everything
to
up
move.
here. That's right.
Okay.
It's actually worked out much better.
How old is
Best
your
trip.
son?
He's 28.
You ever put out a call for like book donations before the
Oh,
plant and
yes.
fix
Oh,
up? Okay.
yes. Yeah. And I get a lot. I'm sure on my phone somewhere I have pictures of huge sacks under the totally under the table, all the way up to the table, on
Wow.
the table, all the way up, way, way, way high, all over there. Just, I mean, it's,
Yeah.
yeah,
Wow.
it's,
Dr.
but
Seuss.
it's just that one week before.
Yeah.
So,
Okay.
And
Okay.
the nice thing is, we're one of the first libraries around to do the sale, a book sale. So we get a lot of people, even from other towns.
Yeah, the team is in.
Yeah. Does Woodstock still, what's happening with Bookstock? It was
Bookstock.
canceled
I
and
think they're doing it again this
they're
year.
back on.
Yeah. And the Five Colleges book sale is on this year for anybody
Oh,
who
that's great.
yeah.
Where are they having it?
They are having it at the school again.
What's full?
At the Lebanon
High school.
I don't know what school that is. I just go. I don't even notice.
She's
I'm
gone
just like
autopilot at this
focused on
point.
the
Sorry.
books.
She
There
smells
are
the book. She's
books.
in that
Right.
directory. Signs or schminds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So are we meeting adjourned?
Well, it's after 7:30.
It is
Alcohol, I don't.
7:35.
And no
I'll when
Ryan.
I
No
when he
Ryan.
drops the kids off tomorrow, I will tell him that we missed him.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk. I'll share then what he was going to come talk to us about. So, Harry Falconer, who is on contract through the town, to I guess to work with grant stuff, and Ryan Hawk. So, I talked with them about some of the library needs, and while the capital grant that was talked about and talked about and talked about for years and finally came open and available,
he talked with me about that grant and how, yeah, we don't have a strong, there's nothing we really need. And it's a competitive grant and there's
We
almost
have
no
no
way we
chance.
would get it. So his idea was using a Vermont Arts Council grant, cultural facilities grant. It is a one-to-one match though. So, and I don't know about the other grant you were talking about.
Not usually. It's
Okay.
the Vermont Art Council. What is it?
I believe it's
So.
cultural facilities grant. I actually printed these out. So this tells you about it. So what we were thinking we could sort of package up was relocating some of the ductwork in the basement to make it more usable, adding shelving to enable storage of lesser used materials and whatnots, including the tool library, which is currently sitting on the steps there. Possibly new taller shelving in the main library space to free up more floor area, but I think that would probably end up costing too much. Shelving is very, very pricey. And adding lighting fixtures and upgrading the existing fixtures to LEDs as needed to bring the space up to the proper level of illumination. But basically, lights above the stacks over there, which are very dark and it's hard to see. So that grant is due May 15th, but we have to have two quotes according to the grant. So we need two estimates before we could apply. So if we want to do this, we'd have to get our butts in gear pretty quickly. We'd still, but it would also be that we would have to match it. So that's something I've never done. We've never had a matching grant before. It's a little, I have trouble imagining that we could do it well, that we could easily get the funds, but I don't know.
Unless we have a specific donor.
So
But
it
we have to
could.
really understand the cost of what we were.
Right. We'd
But
have,
we're having the estimates, so we
well, we would
would.
have, yeah, we'd
Right.
have to get the estimates. And I don't even know where to start with that. I don't know who would, I don't know people.
Well, and it would be different people depending upon the different,
Yeah,
not
what are you
the
looking for?
ductwork guy,
The ductwork
might not be
guy
the lighting
and the lighting
guy.
guy.
Are yeah, they're not the
And I guess
probably
we'd have
this.
to have two estimates for each. Yeah.
Would one of these be like germ? Is it germs?
So it's plumbing and
That'd be
heating. Is that
plumbing
what
and
the trucks
heating.
always say?
Yeah, but
Well,
they
the
what are
ductwork.
the ducts
For
for? And the ducts are for
HVAC.
the heat pump.
Right. So it is HVAC. So it
Yeah.
could be.
He would
And
put.
actually, we have been using for the last couple of years because they really came in a clinch. Simple Energy, because they have heating, plumbing, and electricians all in the same business. So, like, I have an issue with any of those three things, I call Simple Energy. So, something an organization like that, maybe germs, I don't know how vast, but some place like Simple Energy could provide an electrical quote and a ductwork quote at the same time. Two separate quotes if we were explicit. But so you could get two for one there in
Okay.
that. But I don't know if many organizations, I don't know.
The only other suggestion I would make is if we know any contractors that live and work in Sharon, because then they would like know who to call and maybe they'd be willing to
And there are
do that
some,
legwork for
like
us.
Todd Robinson is someone who works out of Sharon. I think Todd Bragg is another person that I think is a contractor in Sharon.
Just trying to keep it
Do
local.
you know them?
Wade
Or I
Reichert.
need. Okay.
Is there anybody could?
actually contact and say, can you do
I
this?
think we really need to know what we want.
Well, I
We can't
mean,
know what we want until we get it.
yeah,
Yeah,
so
it's a tail chasing situation.
the duct work, we want to move it
So you don't have to
up.
bump
So
bonk
the
your head. Is that in the basement
Oh,
you're talking about?
yes. Yeah. And you got to walk like Groucho Marx in the basement.
So maybe that's your priority. Like, who can help us with the
Well,
duct work?
that's that. I mean, really, it needs to be that and this, because this
Okay, so
is,
like electrical and
yeah.
duct.
And it would probably not end up costing too much, is what he's thinking, but I don't know. Moving the duct work, I just wonder how much that's gonna run.
Yeah, I mean, it depends upon what kind of space they have and how
Yeah,
much.
so is priority stack lighting.
Stack lighting and yeah, and being able to use the basement and store things there
Without
without,
a concussion.
yes. Yeah, poor Marion, she, oh, you remember, yeah, she was down there, and before they had put everything in there, it was going, it had been a month or more that it was working, and they hadn't yet covered the edges of some of the things that are hanging down, and she, I mean, she gouged her head.
Oh no, the
Yeah.
blood must have been.
Yeah.
That's the heads are bleeders. Speaking of lighting, do we who's changing the light bulbs in here?
Me as I can get to them. And
Yeah.
this
Okay.
thing just started doing this.
Should
People,
you? I
this
had
one
this.
does it. It goes back and forth. I've had the two out on this one a few weeks ago and they popped right back on. And I
Yeah.
don't know what's going on.
It's spirits, but
One
it's
of
okay.
my, do we have enough light bulbs so they can all be the same color?
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, I can get
Because
the
I will
town.
like gladly come in here and change all these light bulbs.
Oh,
So
okay.
yeah,
Is it a
just keep,
thing for
yeah.
you?
Can I ask you a question
Yes,
that
come
I
in my
not try to be
office.
rude at all and
Okay.
make say, but I don't get on ladders anymore.
Yeah.
Do you?
I get on chairs.
Okay, I don't
Oh,
like
that
that for
sounds
you.
dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't think
That's
anybody
like
should be standing on a
by
chair, let
yourself.
alone the thing that you disclosed
Do
to
we?
me.
So
So
we
being
don't have a
dumbass, I
ladder
don't think you
here.
should be getting on
Oh,
chairs.
well, my
No.
English is not really a. So we
Okay.
don't have a
Okay.
ladder here.
How tall is your
I
plane
no,
here?
we have a ladder
I can
here.
bring. I will bring a ladder.
I would
We'll
like.
figure out a day. I will
Now
bring
she
a
can
ladder
tell me the
here.
swivel chair.
Well, but also let's just go back to the budget conversation, and maybe a ladder is something worth
That we should
investing in
have. Yeah.
with our
But
supply
we need,
budget.
yeah.
what would be nice is a ladder that is, we need one that's quite tall. In the past, we have had, and if you can see up there at the very top along the railing, we have
Picture.
had artwork hanging here, but
Not if you can't reach it.
yeah, that.
But
So
I
yeah,
also
maybe we
safe
should
ladder
have
and safe and whoever I trust you. I just trust me. Well, like
yeah.
gravity's not my friend. Yeah, okay.
I mean that I do it, for the cloth and
I don't love that for you, but
quilt
okay.
and the lights
Yeah.
and the cloth,
Oh,
but
ladder.
also let's talk about the art thing. Where did the art come from?
That was Jules. That at least that okay, when I
That she
first
coordinated
started
it.
here in October of 2019, her artwork was up already. And we had to coordinate, we had to borrow a ladder from somebody so that she could come and get it down.
Well, I'm just wondering, as part of a volunteer coordination, could we do an art show
I
coordination?
would
And then
love
there would be a every 6 week artist talk that would bring people in the building
Yeah.
for
So cool.
programming.
A
Yeah.
hundred percent idea.
And
Yes.
local artists could sell their wares because they could all be for sale.
Yes.
And
The
they'll.
library keeps 10%, which is a way low percentage.
Exactly. Yeah. Which I think this is a great idea because I know the Hanover Library does art, rotating art
Yeah.
exhibits. So,
And the Woodstock Library,
yeah,
they all do
it's,
it.
yeah, a lot of
Yeah.
people do it. Even Tunbridge.
Tunbridge.
This was at Tunbridge, this painting up here. And Emma
Joan
bought it.
Hoffman.
It's because it's of our library. Yeah.
What is Tunbridge doing with our picture?
Renee Newell,
Yeah.
because
And
that
she's
would make
local.
sense.
She's just down the road,
Yeah.
the artist.
Oh, yeah, it's not right. Okay. Well, that's like a call, like local artists.
Yeah.
And we could do
A
like
fan
a
show.
feature. My show,
Yeah.
my work is tiny, so it wouldn't work up high. But yeah, I mean, yes, we could get sign people up every, anyway.
That'd be a
Yeah,
great idea,
cool.
Shayna.
Yeah. So we'll
But we need a
research.
library to make an art show.
A
Ladder. I
ladder.
mean, a
A
ladder
ladder.
to make
Yeah.
an art show.
A ladder will be purchased for the library. We utilize the picture rail at the top of the walls
So
to showcase.
I don't know. I mean, I can purchase a ladder, but I don't know what kind we would need because those are, it seems like we're talking about a step ladder and also a tall ladder.
And is there a place to store a tall ladder?
Well, I have an interesting ladder at home, and I might have two, so you might not have to buy one.
Okay.
It folds up. It's one of those where you crank it, and it can open. You can make it like a scaffold almost. You could have it be like a 6-foot ladder, or you could extend it straight, and it could be
Yeah, we have
top.
one of those. I
Yeah, we have
can't.
one of those. I
Yeah.
think we have two.
Do you need to?
I don't need one. I'm not allowed to get on ladders anymore. We don't need, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think I might have one. And also,
So it could be a donation.
precludes the idea of trying to get a 12-foot ladder in someone's sedan to get here because it folds up. So it's compact and small. I mean, it's wider than it is tall if
Yeah.
you're folding it up, but
Okay.
I will investigate that.
Do you think it's
Great.
something that I would be able to get down the stairs going chunk
Be
and then
heavy.
the
Ours
other
is pretty
way?
heavy.
I don't know the answer to that
Okay.
question, but you're going to have, if you have a tall ladder, how are you going to do it anyway?
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So this, you're probably more likely to be able to
What is the
get
landing
also, I'm
space?
wondering
The landing
I
space,
can bring
which
it.
that has our cool collection on it.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering, like, we could just lean it up there.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking like books or something,
Yeah.
depending on how heavy
Yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
Books is
that's
a good idea.
a good
Well, it's a good idea in theory, but what our walls
Fire
are made of is
code.
difficult to.
Oh, right.
But aren't we allowed to hang because of fire code?
Oh, maybe not.
Oh,
What about the
yeah, probably
bathroom?
not. Yeah, and
What
there'll
about
probably be a
the.
ladder in the bathrooms.
I
You
don't think
could be
there's
a
any
towel
crib in the
rack.
bathroom. Oh, could we hang it in the
I'm just saying it could be a towel rack in the bathroom.
bathroom?
Yeah, dual purpose. Tiny
See?
spaces,
There we
get
go.
organized.
You ask women, and we will come up with some kind of
I mean, Mike's not going to care if I give away one of
excuse.
our two ladders. And I'm
Not
talking like,
light. You seem to
honestly.
paint a lot. They'll know where to find it. We can always
That's
refer.
right. He has to be
I
willing to
know the
come home
code.
first. Right.
I know. They're never coming home.
Well, they're going to eventually, but they're not coming home and living in our apartment. So,
Anyway, okay, I
but
have
just
a
5 minutes.
mission to create an art show schedule. Okay.
Okay.
I would love
Okay.
that. That'd
So,
be so
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. A ladder for the lights in the art show.
Yeah. See,
Wonderful.
we've already come up with lots of uses for it. And it could be a shelf for books at the book sale.
Yeah.
Yeah, just put a plank across it or whatever. You're
The
good.
ladder. Yep. Good.
Set it up.
Yeah. That's great. I'll look when I get home.
Libraries have those ladders that
The
oh
library ladders? You mean
I'm
those?
yeah I think
You'd need to
it
have to, it'd have to go around cur circle. We need the whole.
might
I know,
not be
right?
fun that's what Harry and Ryan were talking about too.
I was like,
That's
yeah.
lovely, but I don't think we got the funds for
Do
that.
we also want a ladder that's out all the time? Because I'm thinking no.
Kids,
The kids would need,
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh
Or
yeah, a
for
ladder without
challenging adults.
humanizing
Yes.
it, right?
Someone pushing it and them screaming, "Wee!" Yeah. I'm going to go with that might not be the best
We're
option.
gonna have a Beauty and
Okay.
Beast recreation every day.
Okay, who's this card to?
Eileen for the
Wonderful.
quilt.
Before we start that, do we want to adjourn our meeting? Meeting adjourned,
Meeting is adjourned.
7:50. I was just doing that. I was typing meeting adjourned when you said that, but out of my head. That was my friend Elliot. I'm still a little bitter.